All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Pursuing Purpose podcast. I'm your host, BC Serna. And this is a podcast, if you're new, where we're exploring the conversations, ideas, and topics of what purpose means, what that means to people on an individual level, on a cultural level, on a personal journey, and what the word and I guess just the theme of purpose. And this is episode 10, and it's been on kind of a hiatus. If you listen to a lot of the episodes, welcome back. Thank you so much for being patient with me. It's been kind of a weird season of life where I've recorded a few episodes and they ended up not working and got really discouraged by it. And I've also been just crazy busy and all over the place and in a weird headspace. The new year was really exciting, and I was really coming into it excited, and I've been doing a lot of kind of personal work, but in this weird space where in the social media world and in the free agent or like free freelance and creative world, we hear this word all the time, but it's about balance. And for me, I've just always wanted to keep my sanity more important than keep the followers or the fans or whatever you kind of generalize it as like, you know, I think a lot of social media people, what I see is they burn themselves out because they're always worried about creating and creating, and creating just because they think if they don't create, they're going to be forgotten and people will just move on and not care. And I see that happen. I see the burnout and I just see the toxicity of the burnout become very unhealthy and because of that balance. And for me personally, I know when I'm trying too hard to deliver when it's not right. And I know when to like play my cards. And so, yeah, I've been in a weird season, just going through a crazy financial, you know, kind of struggles and different things like that. We're trying to find side hustles and gigs and projects, and thought about doing like a Patreon for the podcast so I can like get some money for the podcast to make it more sustainable and I can do it more often. And my dream for this podcast is to create a huge kind of conversation culture around it where I can be more consistent with it and bring on guests and dive into these topics, because these first 9 episodes have been, I mean, really successful in my book. I mean, over, 2,000 plays or so an episode, and a lot of great feedback, which is more important than me. I mean, these episodes could have 100 listens to it, but I think some of the feedback I've gotten from people and the impact it's made is really where I get a lot of excitement from, and then a lot of affirmation where it's like, you know what, these words and these stories resonate and they mean something. More than just trying to get, you know, as many views or followers as possible. I've always been about quality over quantity. And just, you know, one or two people shouting it out in their story saying, hey, please go listen to this. It'll make a difference in your day. Means a lot to me. And I think welcome back to the podcast. I want to do this so much and I love doing it. And like I always say from the previous episodes is I want to make these podcast episodes feel like we're just grabbing coffee together. And we're just hanging out at a coffee shop talking, where if we're doing that, you would notice, if you're hanging out with me, I love asking more questions than talking, but this is a little bit opposite because I don't get to talk to you. I get to just talk and not ask questions. It is February 17th right now. Hopefully I'm going to upload this right after I shoot it and record it. But yeah, it's been a great first month and a half, 6 weeks into the new year. And I've just been trying to balance my life out and not like put my identity and my value and my worth into social media. Like I said, social media is such a balance I've lived and worked with social media, I guess you can say influencers, for over, you know, I guess like 4 years now, forever. Since I guess influencers kind of started, like for a long time, I've not only been, I guess, somewhat of an influencer, you could say, in the social media, which is really weird saying like I'm an influencer. Cause what I usually share on social media, about the word influencer is I want to influence how you think and how you love and how you live more than, you know, what you buy. But sometimes I immediately have to play into the cultural realm of trying to make money and sustain myself. So I do play the influencer card when I have to pay the bills, but I try my hardest not to. I really try my hardest to always, never feel like I'm trying to sell you something. Every post and every caption I write, I never want to make it feel like an infomercial, because that's just, you know, not good. But anyway, like I said, I've been around it. I've seen a lot of just falseness in it. I've seen a lot of, like, just, you know, playing. I don't know. I've seen the highs and lows and the bads and goods of it, and just being around influencers, living with influencers, and seeing just like the, it becomes part of who you are, your identity. And it becomes like I think so many people out there listening, you know, want tons of followers so they become influencers so they can make money, you know, traveling or making social media posts or content. And I want to encourage people to always create content that feels like it resonates with their heart. But I never want people to think that becoming the influencer or the followers is like the dream or the goal. Cause let me just tell you, like, the secret, like, I live with them. I'm best friends with a lot of them. I mean, I know a lot of them, and it is so much more intense than you can imagine. It is so much more like, I don't know. I wish Perry was here. Perry's coming over to my house in a couple hours, but I wish he was here so we can go back and forth about this. Maybe I'll do an episode with him again. I did an episode with him that was amazing, and it literally got deleted because my computer crashed, and I was so bummed. But anyway, the influencer world, it is very, it's very tricky in the balance of it and the culture of it. And I want people to know that. I want to be real with it. Like, as I try to figure out my value and my identity with it, and just being like, you know, that's not me. It's not who I am. And I want balance between it. But at the same time, I want to create meaningful content, and I want people to find, I guess, like, affirmation and hope in the breath of fresh air when you listen to my content or read my captions and my post, that your story matters, and that you are amazing, and that you're loved and you're needed, and that you have a purpose. And that's what this whole thing is about. And I truly believe at the value and core of myself that I believe every single person has a purpose. And I believe you were made to step into that purpose and to live it. And I also believe that there are people waiting for you to step into your purpose. And so this episode, I kind of want to talk about that. I've talked about it a little bit in the past, but I really want people to know, once again, that you have a purpose, and that there's something in your life that is going to change or tip or be created where you start to help others in a bigger way. And that's your purpose. And so I want to clear a couple things up. So I said this before, and people resonated with it. And actually, it's a very overused phrase and quote, but it's this idea that we have to be. So let me just backtrace. So there's this story where it's like you're on an airplane and the emergency mask drops, and it says that you should put your mask on, your oxygen mask, before you put the person next to you's oxygen mask on. And the moral of the story is that you should be okay before you start helping others, and your cup should be full before you start pouring into others. And I do agree with that on a certain level. But I also feel like a lot of people use that as a scapegoat to not go serve and help others. And I don't want to ever call people out in that sense, but I want to make people feel uncomfortable a little bit, to where I don't think you should be fully healed and fully loved yourself and fully financially stable and fully satisfied and fully, like, content, and then you go help and love others. I just want, from my perspective of what I've done, is like I said, when I was mentoring my high school students for Young Life for, you know, four years or so, I was empty. My cup was empty financially. My cup was empty sometimes spiritually. My cup was empty emotionally. And I was still serving and helping and loving on these students and mentoring these kids. And I found my purpose through that time, and I found more clarity through that time. And so if you feel like you're, and I always want to respect people that are obviously going through, different mental health diseases and stuff. But at the same time, I also want to challenge people. So my anxiety and my depression and my overwhelmingness and all these things, like all my emotions would get so caught up because I was isolating myself. And yes, community is so important to bring your emotions to your friends. Like that's so important, but serving and helping and loving people like on another level, that helps more than like anything else that I know of. Like community is key for sure. But I want to challenge people to not feel like I'm going to mentor when I get financially stable. I'm going to mentor when I get emotionally stable. I'm going to mentor when I get mentally and physically stable. I want people to start serving and mentoring. I just want to challenge people. I don't know where you're all at. I don't ever want to generalize stuff, but I want to challenge people to not be ready. Just like when you're starting a company, you got to start before you're ready. You got to, if you guys know one of my friends, Amar, from Yes Theory, he said a quote the other day that I'm obsessed with. I actually haven't seen him yet to tell him that I love it, but he said, when you're at a wall and, you're at a wall in life, you throw your backpack over before you jump over. And that the moral of that story is you when you throw your backpack over the wall, now you, everything you own, everything in that backpack, you have to get to that backpack. So now you have to get over that wall. And I think the moral of that story is you have to start before you're ready. You have to start your company before you're ready. You have to start your nonprofit before you're ready. You have to start your journey, your purpose, everything before you're ready. When the Traveling Good is the project I launched last year, the Kickstarter, it was so far from ready when I launched the Kickstarter. And there was as much as I could get in place. But anyway, that just goes for anything in life. I believe you have to start before you're ready. You have to own kind of who you are in your story before you get the okay or the green light from someone. And sorry if I have the sniffles. It's kind of cold here in LA, but I keep sniffling and I feel like you can hear it. But basically, I want you guys to just know that truth that you have to start before you're ready. So for instance, I'm launching this mentoring program and I've been working on it for way too damn long. And it's like my dream project and it's my baby, but I don't really have a team around me yet. I have some friends that are like helping me a little bit, but at the same time, I need to really kind of figure out what I want it to be exactly. Yeah, I'm kind of nervous about it. I'm really excited about it, but I'm extremely nervous. And it's going to be this whole mentoring program where, I mean, I don't know how much I want to share, but I don't know. It's called Mentorship Mastermind, and the website's kind of like being built right now and developing the curriculum and stuff. And I'm building some parts of it and pieces. It's going to be really intimate. It's only going to be 25 people. But anyway, I'm building that right now. And I remember just keep telling myself, launch this before it's ready. Launch this before you're 100% ready to go. Like if you still need to move the curriculum around or bits and pieces of it, like just launch it and put it out there, because the sooner it's ready and out there, the quicker you have to kind of think on your feet and work on your feet. And that's kind of like the best, I had to go grab something. But anyway, yeah. So what I was saying is I hope whatever, you know, your goals and mission is this year in 2019, I hope you can be encouraged to start before you're ready. And just realize that, I heard another analogy the other day that I liked a lot. And the analogy was that if your car is broken down and you're just sitting in it on the side of the highway, no one's really going to get out and help you, right? But if you get out of the car and start pushing it and people see that you need help, they're more inclined to pull over and help you push it or jumpstart it, whatever you need. And I think that is kind of like when we start before we're ready, or when we learn how to ask for help, something beautiful happens where people start to help us. And I always say community is key, because, and I always come back to this, the Traveling Good, this project I launched last year, which I think you guys know about, but it's this project, it was a Kickstarter, and this whole dream I envisioned I had the vision and dream for so many years. And I was just sitting in my car. My car was broke down and no one knew that I needed help pushing it. So then I start telling my friends about the dream and idea and get out of the car and start pushing my car, and people start helping me. And my friends helped me so much that I give them full like credit to why it became, why it was birthed and why it worked and everything. And so, I believe that you have to learn how to share your ideas and your goals with your friends and community and share your dreams with them and get out of your car and start pushing and just start before you're ready. And people are going to rally around and help you and guide you and motivate you and inspire you, encourage you. I don't know. And I guess if you're new to this podcast, I get off on these tangents. I'm sorry, but if you've listened before, you definitely know. But I hope your 2019 is filled with those leaps of faith where you are starting before you're ready. And I think a big thing that I really always come back to, obviously, is purpose, because I have so many friends that have reached the pinnacle of success in finance and in fame and in Instagram followers and subscribers, and they've reached the cultural success where that was their mission. Their end goal was, I need to get this many subscribers so I can get this much money, and I need this much money so I can get this much stuff. And they've reached it and they feel empty inside in a void. And I'm not saying this from like a outside, I'm saying like I have friends like this. And so when they hit those successes and then I hit, and I don't ever want to seem like I'm like, this sometimes sounds super entitled, but I really want to be able to be confident in purpose and in my story, because I've traveled the world and I've helped build schools and orphanages and water wells and all this different stuff. And I've mentored kids and stuff. But the reason I talk about this is because the success in the cultural world is telling you all these things of what success is. And in my book, in my definition of what it is, and this is just my experience of life. This is my this is just one person to listen to when you're listening to me, is I believe purpose, success is so much more purposeful, success is helping others. Because you find, and I feel like you find so much more freedom and joy in it. And I say this because all of my friends that have the fame and the success for money, and I don't have the fame or the money, I guess I have more joy and freedom than them, which is really maybe arrogant to say, and I don't want to say it in like, I just want to be honest and real. I also don't want to sugarcoat shit. Like, I don't want to like, I don't ever want to be like, oh, I don't want to say this because it's going to hurt people's feelings, but I do want to be really blunt and I want to be like really like truthful. And this is how I feel. I feel that like I'm in such a place where I have like, I will sit down on the beach or even in my room, just listen to music, and I'll be crying of joy. I'll just be crying of pure joy because I'm so blown away that I was used and able to help other people's lives. Like what? Like I feel like I'm this like broken kid, dyslexic kid that's not that smart, and like, you know, dropped out of college, and somehow for some reason God used me to help other people's like lives become a little bit lighter and become a little bit more like freeing and hopeful. And I'm just like, damn, like what a gift. Like, you know, like this idea, like, yeah, maybe if I get a lot of money, I'll give a lot of money to people, and that might like be a band-aid on the wound. But man, if you're helping people with their internal battles and struggles and journeys, like the amount of girls, high school girls I've worked with and like, gosh, I don't even want to like just name out a random statistic, but like, I can't think of I would say 8 out of 10 high school girls I've ever worked with in the last 10 years have struggled with an eating disorder. And I've got to walk through them like with this process of like healing and identifying and kind of claiming their purpose and who they are and their stories. And I'm not like a psychologist or therapist, but I guess I've just learned how to kind of create the space and the curriculum to build these programs that I've done with high school kids. And once again, like, I feel like I'm this is truthful. I do feel like most days I'm like this nobody dude who like doesn't know that much, but I'm really good at loving people, I guess. Like, I'm really good at just like knowing that I want to make a difference in people's lives. I don't know what that looks like for everyone, But I found purpose in that. And man, when I'm going through my tough seasons in life, like when I'm struggling financially or struggling spiritually or emotionally or whatever it is, I literally find myself in tears of joy. Like there might be a little bit of tears. I don't know. I don't want to say there's tears of sadness, because as I'm struggling, I'm still like, damn, like what a life this has been. Like I have been used to help other people, and there's nothing more freeing than that. And so the reason I say the success thing, and I talk about this. So anyway, these monologues go for 30 minutes. We're at minute 20. There's like 10 more minutes. But basically all of my friends that have reached success financially and fame wise are now looking to help other people. Now they're looking to like, where do I find my purpose? I've reached success. I have all the money I need. I have all the subscribers and Instagrammers, you know, followers I need, but they're like empty. They're like, I've traveled all the countries, I've done all this. And now they're like, shit, what the heck? I've just literally been working on my castle. And I heard this quote, I always talk about quotes, but I heard this quote recently where it's like, I would rather build a kingdom than a castle. And this idea that so many people are working on their kingdoms or their castles. Well, like for me, I've always just worked on a kingdom. I've always wanted community. I've always wanted to help more people. I've always wanted to invite more people. I've always wanted to like create this whole space. And these, like, I've seen like crazy friendships birthed just through my Instagram. Like people that follow me on Instagram and comment on my stuff have become friends with each other because they saw the comment or something in a thread. And they've became friends, and like now they're doing amazing stuff together. They're finding community together. Like, and I'm not just saying that's happened one, I'm saying that's happened, oh, I would say over 100 times I've seen people become friends through like these little circles that I've been so blessed to curate and cultivate, even through the Traveling Good events and through maybe other events I've thrown. But it's beautiful. And I just like want to build a kingdom. I want to build like this kingdom culture of just like vulnerability and honesty and love and impact and purpose and truth. And I want people to find revival in their stories. And I want 2019 like to be a place where you own your pain and you own your struggles and you own your stories and you use it as fuel instead of like a victim. Like I feel like a lot of people use their pain and their stories as victim and a like kind of a ball and chain, like they're playing this victim card of like, I can't do that because of this. I can't do this because of that. I can't, you know, do whatever because of whatever, because I'm, you know, sick or I come from a family, a background of this, I don't have money or whatever it is. Like, that's just like, you're going to play that card. Use all of the things you play for the victim, like learn how to flip that to your fuel. And that's what I feel like I'm doing. I'm trying to always do is like every time I want to play the victim card, I'm like, yo, make that fuel me. Like make, like, sure, I dropped out of college and I'm dyslexic and I, you know, might not be that smart in the, you know, the school books and stuff. But I've just been really intentional about like where I find my joy and where I find my, like I said, my purpose, like something bigger than myself. And there's nothing, I don't think there's any more joy I find than when someone falls in love with themselves and their story and like with God and with just like the, like owning themselves. And so that's where I spend all my time and my energy and my focus is, how do I help more people realize that? How do I get in, you know, get into more people's lives? And that's why I want people to start before they're ready. That's why I want people to mentor before they think they're ready. I want people to step into this discomfort and this uncomfortable life of serving others before you're served. And like I said, a lot of people kind of like will be upset about that. They'll be like, no, I need to make sure I'm okay before I help others. And I get that to a certain extent. But I don't know what okay means. Like, I mean, if you're like struggling with like suicide and those suicidal thoughts, and if you're in a really dark place, then yeah, then of course you probably shouldn't be helping others. But if you're like in this lukewarm place in life where you kind of have moments of depression and moments of anxiety, but you have a space where you can show up, then show up. For sure. I want people to spend less time on Netflix and more time like building relationships and more time mentoring young people and more time seeking purpose, like finding ways to serve. Like for me, I literally would just go to every nonprofit event I could find and bring my camera and try to film or take pictures or just help them or just network and meet people. And I was just like constantly trying to figure that out. And I was showing up. I never had Netflix or social media to be like distracted by. I was just showing up and going out there and like getting into it. And I want that for you. I want 2019, I want you to be off of social media more, off of Netflix more. I want you to be on like Eventbrite or Facebook events and just going around looking for where there's like meaningful conversations and people showing up that are trying to make a difference in the world, whether it's cleaning the beach, whether it's serving the homeless, whether it's mentoring, whatever it is, whatever you're passionate about, just keep showing up and networking and meeting people and sharing ideas and start before you're ready. If you have an idea in your head and your heart and you know it's there, share it with friends. And like, you know, they might be devil's advocates and they might be like, well, you're only 19. You can't start a nonprofit, or you can't travel the world, or you're, you know, you're too young, or you don't have enough money yet. Don't listen to those. Those aren't friends. Those are, and maybe they are friends. Maybe they're friends trying, you know, to help you out and looking best for you. But I want you to be surrounded with friends that are angels advocates, not devil's advocates. I want friends that are going to, you're going to share an idea and they're going to be like, hell yeah. What do we need to do to make that happen? What do you need? A website? Cool. Let's make you a website. What do you need? A logo? Cool. What do you need? A video? What do you need? Photos? And they're just going to pour fire on that. And they're just going to help you with it. And that, like, you were born to create. Like, you were born as a human being. Your soul, like, has the DNA of you need to create, you need to inspire, you need to, like, light the world on fire with your purpose and your passion, you need to help others. And you were just going to find so much freedom and joy. Like, I think what I keep coming back to is freedom and joy, because I think the opposite of anxiety and depression is freedom and joy. And so I want you to, like, write those words down. What does freedom and joy mean to you? And I want you to just to relish in those and like find like just like freedom and joy. What does that mean to you? And so when I go through my seasons of anxiety, or even like maybe confusion, borderline depression, you know, I kind of go on my runs and listen to music and I just cry of just like, I have so much freedom and joy in knowing that my life, like my weird life, was made to help other people, and I've helped other people in it. And I just want to encourage you that if you just start helping other people, and if you just start serving other people and just loving other people, before you're ready, before everything is lined up for you, that you are going to find freedom and joy in it. And it's going to be weird and confusing, but you will. And we're at 27 minutes, so I have about 3 minutes left. And I hope this episode, I don't even know what to label this episode. I don't even know what you took from it, because I just kind of rambled on because I haven't done a podcast in a minute. But I hope my passion is to do this podcast multiple times a week. And I created a Patreon for it, but I didn't make it. I mean, it's public, but I haven't announced it yet, or I didn't share it with anyone. It's just kind of living there, and I don't really know how I feel about it yet, because asking people for money is kind of weird, and I don't know what that looks like yet. But I'm thinking about it. I'm going to create some more episodes before I really take it serious, the Patreon at least. But this podcast means a lot to me, because I have a lot of conversations I want to have with people about what purpose means. But anyway, I hope you guys took something from this. If you did, please message me or DM me and share what you did. Like I said, I just rambled on for 30 minutes, and I hope something in your heart or your soul listened or heard something that it needed to hear. And I don't ever want to bring people down that have success and money and followers and stuff like that. But something I do long for is to make people uncomfortable and challenge them. And I want to challenge people in their comfort. I have a lot of, like I said, and this is weird, I have a lot of friends that have tons of success and money that are just comfortable in life. And I have a feeling, and I believe that they're going to regret it. At one point, they're going to be like, oh shit, what am I doing? I'm just like living this, what a waste of a life. And I think our lives are made for something bigger than ourselves. I truly think that our lives are best and most beautifully fulfilled when we're helping other people, and whatever that looks like, even if it's helping animals or the oceans or the world or the climate or whatever you're passionate about. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I promise you, I know I say this a lot, but I promise you, I'm trying to figure out the whole video side of podcasting so I can bring on guests. I have like all these guests written down that I want to start bringing on, but I just don't feel confident bringing them on because I want to set up the whole video system and I want videos to come from it. And that's just me probably being an over-perfectionist, but I really want to create videos with the guest I have on. So I'm learning how to do that still. I'm working on it. Thanks a lot for all the encouragement and always sharing and posting about my podcast. And I know I'm sometimes behind on it, but I have a passion for this and I really want to do it more, and I want to invite you guys into it. And I, like I said, even when I started this podcast, I want to bring people that listen to it, like guests on the podcast that are just viewers, that are just listeners. I think so many podcasts, invite only inspiring celebrities and really, you know, scientists and authors and all this stuff. And I want to invite real people that are just everyday people that have, you know, something they want to share, something that's on their heart. And, I think for the most part, I think they can resonate to the average person more than some of the celebrities or the authors. You know, I think sometimes we hear the same like inspirational speaker or author say the same shit over and over, and we're just like, okay, we get it. Like, all they say is like, pursue, you know, find what you're, you know, passion, find your purpose. But how do you do that? And for me, I'm not going to just say, find it. I'm going to say, yo, go serve, like, go love people. Like, literally, like, I'm going to tell you what to do. And that makes people uncomfortable and sad and mad and whatever. But I'm like, yo, go mentor kids, do it. Like, go serve people, go find ways to volunteer and get involved, journal, read, meditate, all these different things. Like, I'm going to tell you straight up, like, I think you're going to find purpose when you're like, before you're ready, before you're, you know, in a financial and emotional stable situation, like, go start loving people radically. That's 30 minutes. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this episode made some sense. I really appreciate you all. And yeah, let me know what you think. Please DM me or shout it out on your stories. Every time you guys shout it out on your story, I really appreciate that a lot. That like gets me stoked and vibed out. So I love you guys. I hope you're having a blessed 2019 so far. We're almost 2 months into it. I hope you guys are checking off your goals, whether it's physically in the gym or journaling every day or meditating every day. I haven't been meditating every day. That's one of my goals that I've been slipping on, but I've been journaling and reading a lot. And I love you guys. Thank you so much for checking out the Pursuing Purpose podcast. Thank you all. Peace.